Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Public Schools Board passed next year's budget last night. The proposed budget restores $11.6 million to classrooms, but cuts more than 30 full-time positions at the central office. The vote was unanimous, and the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association is in support of the proposed budget. And a report from the Journal Sentinel says the Milwaukee police reports of the Sterling Brown arrest do not match what the body camera videos show. The police reports say the Milwaukee Bucks rookie was aggressive before they tased him. On the body camera video, however, Brown shows little, if any, resistance before being tased. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The jury is still deliberating in the case of the 19-year-old charged with killing Milwaukee building inspector Greg Ziskevich during an attempted carjacking last year. Deshaun Scott is accused of first-degree reckless homicide, attempted armed robbery, and illegal possession of a gun in Ziskevich's death, plus armed robbery as a party to the crime for an earlier carjacking that day, and eluding an officer causing property damage a few hours after the homicide. And the Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night 6-1. Game 3 of that series is today at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Public School Board passed next year's budget last night. The proposed budget restores $11.6 million to classrooms, but cuts more than 30 full-time positions at the central office. The vote was unanimous, and the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association is in support of the proposed budget. And the jury is still deliberating in the case of the 19-year-old charged with killing Milwaukee building inspector Greg Ziskevich during an attempted carjacking last year. Deshaun Scott is accused of first-degree reckless homicide, attempted armed robbery, and illegal possession of a gun in Ziskevich's death, plus armed robbery as a party to the crime for an earlier carjacking that day, and eluding an officer causing property damage a few hours after the homicide. Okay, here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A report from the Journal Sentinel says the Milwaukee police reports of the Sterling Brown arrest do not match what the body camera videos show. The police reports say the Milwaukee Bucks rookie was aggressive before they tased him. On the body camera video, however, Brown shows little, if any, resistance before being tased. And you can join Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram for an important storytelling event on race relations this evening as part of the 50-Year Ache series. The event will take place at Anodyne Cafe, 224 West Bruce Street in Milwaukee from 6:30 to 8:30 this evening. Seating is limited. If you would like to reserve a seat, go to jsonline.com/50-year-event. That's 50-year-event. And here's the forecast. And outside we have rain likely today and tonight. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s in Milwaukee. Mid-80s in Madison. And for Friday, partly sunny with highs in the low 60s in Milwaukee and mid-70s in the Madison area. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.